Learning to code is one thing, but coming from somebody who almost flunked out of their first semester of college and who continued to kind of fail a few more classes after that, I really didn't have a good understanding of how to learn until way, way later. And thankfully, everything that I've learned in the past few years and everything that I've picked up and collected from becoming a software developer myself, as well as from instructing software development, I have kind of collected a bunch of tips and advice that I've seen have helped students be like the most successful when learning to code. And that's what I want to go over today, is sharing with you a collection of things that I think will help you study the material a lot better and help you really learn the material so that you can become actual software developers. Welcome to Suitcase Coder, the podcast. I'm Laura, and I host this podcast where I track my journey from joining a coding bootcamp to becoming a remote developer. My ultimate goal in life is to travel the world and see as many countries as I can, but for now, I'm sharing what I've learned so far to hopefully help and inspire future techies, freelancers, and digital nomads. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. So the number one thing that I can advise to you to help you learn software development a little bit better is to find a way to teach it to somebody. So I've been lucky enough that I've been an instructor at several coding boot camps, and in that I get to repeat everything that I've learned over and over again with brand new students, which come up with brand new questions, which comes up with brand new ways to try to explain the same concepts. So yes, I've taught HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and much more over and over again, but every time that I do teach it to somebody else, a new cohort, a new course, a new student, I am having to come up with ways to explain it in a way that that particular student is going to understand it. And in doing so, I myself am finding that I'm understanding it a lot more in depth than I had been before teaching it. Now, one quick thing is you might not want to become a coding bootcamp instructor. You might not want to be a teacher. You might not even want to help tutor other people. So another thing that you can do is, of course, teach it to yourself in the mirror or record yourself, even if it's just for your own viewing purposes or just to go through the process of teaching somebody. I think that can be really, really helpful. Another thing that I've seen, again, as an instructor with a lot of my students who do end up being really successful in class, is the fact that they are the ones that are always willing to help their other co-students. So even if you don't fully understand something and you see another student is struggling with something, you can be kind of the first to volunteer and say, hey, I'm not sure exactly how this goes, but maybe we can try to figure it out together. And in that process of pair programming and doing the research and going through the problem again and trying to explain it to each other in a way that you both understand it until you both solve the problem at hand, whether it's trying to figure out how to center something using CSS or how to create a new component and connect the two in React, whatever it may be, helping other students or helping other people, whether it's online or in person, can be really, really useful to you because that's just another chance for you to get exposed to the material. So again, the most obvious thing for me in helping you to learn software development is to turn around and reteach it. Teach it to somebody in a new way. Teach it to somebody the way that you wish you would have had it taught to you. Because honestly, in my couple of years of being a software developer, the times that I have really understood a topic the most has been through teaching. So teaching it to somebody else kind of goes straight into my next point, which is to repeat it and to repeat it with intention. So what I mean by that is if you just learned a brand new subject, if you just went over jQuery, for example, and you're wanting to continue to use it in the future, then one thing that you can do is make sure that you go back and review jQuery within the next few hours, maybe later that evening, or within the next few weeks, or even within the next few months. And one really big reason as to why I'm saying that is because a lot of our self-learners or even bootcamp students are going through a process that's so quick and it's so accelerated that you don't give a chance. You learn something once and then you move on and then you forget to go back and really try to understand concepts that maybe you didn't fully understand the first time through, or you'll totally move on from it because of that accelerated pace. And then by the time you have to use it, you're having to go back and totally relearn it. So if you're able to repeat what you learn and just revisit the topics or the things that you've learned ever so often. I think that can help make it stick in your brains a little bit more. And next time that you are exposed to this, it will be easier for your brain to go through your files in your brain and say, oh yeah, jQuery, I got it right here. We just saw this last week, or we've repeated this enough times where I know where it is, I know where to find it, I know at least where to start. So repeating or revisiting a brand new topic, especially coding topics and terminology and kind of where to get started, I think can be super beneficial to you. So my next 2 points really do go hand in hand with my previous point of revisiting a topic, because it talks about putting what you've learned into practice and taking notes. And obviously, if you're doing those as you're learning to code, then those are the materials that you can use when you do revisit a topic. So a thing that I saw with myself as well as with a bunch of my students is the fear of starting something outside of the realms of the lecture or the slides or the notes or the tutorial on YouTube that you're following when you're learning to code. So a lot of students will learn something once through class and then they're terrified to even get started outside of the class lectures or outside of your bootcamp. And that really creates a disconnect between the students who get really far and end up creating really awesome projects versus the students who kind of stick to the curriculum and are afraid to kind of venture out of the given exam. And so from my students and also from my personal experience, I've seen that the students who stick with the curriculum's notes or the curriculum's to-dos, tutorials, all of their projects going forward seem to look a lot like the ones that were given in class. Whereas those who are not scared of making mistakes and giving it a try have projects, end up having really, really awesome final projects because they're putting in their creativity and they're bringing in new things that they put together to create this app idea or this website idea that they had in their brain. They didn't know how to do it, wasn't covered in the curriculum, but given the resources and tools and everything that they've learned in a boot camp or through these resources, they were able to create this brand new project or website and be really, really proud of it. And it's something that a lot of my students are very proud of, and me as an instructor, I get really proud of my students as well who do awesome projects, because it just shows that they're motivated and they have the drive and that they genuinely like developing. And that goes to show also that when you are applying to jobs, if you have a resume where you're actually trying to build stuff or actually trying to replicate what you have learned in your own kind of terms with your own examples, that's an obvious kind of signal to those hiring you that, hey, this person is actually interested in programming and they're not scared to learn new things, tackle new projects, and it's something that they don't mind doing as a job. And that's kind of important. So of course, one part of coding does go hand in hand with creating new examples, working on projects, creating a website, building out apps. But there's a whole nother part of software development, which I've talked about in the past, and that goes hand in hand with the terminology and the vocabulary and the setting up and everything that has to do with software development. So sometimes, for example, learning how to use Git or GitHub or the command line or knowing how to describe what your app is doing, those are all parts of being a software developer, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's something that you can put into practice. And so for those things, I would suggest make sure to take notes. And those are the notes, like I said earlier, that you can revisit when you go back and study the new material. And of course, I have a whole nother episode on this and a video on YouTube. So if you want to check that out, make sure to do so. I'll link it somewhere here. But a quick recap, one way to take notes is to comment out as much as you possibly can as you're coding, as you're learning, like as you're going line by line, comment out what every single line is doing, because that way you can always go back to that piece of code as a reference point and just read your notes, and you'll be able to read through the code and what every line was doing, especially when you're getting started because you're not so sure. And so you can kind of reference that when you try to replicate something similar to that. The second part is, of course, just taking like regular notes, whether it's pen and paper or digital. You can talk about and re-summarize like, what is a for loop? What does a component mean in React? What does it mean to link your CSS to your HTML file? So there's so many things that aren't necessarily coding per se, but you can still take notes on, and you can reference them again when you go back and study. And of course, just repeating it in some way, shape, or form, in this case by writing notes on the code, is gonna help you retain this information a lot better. All of this being said, I think the most important thing is that you need to learn what works best for you. So maybe teaching it to somebody just gives you anxiety of having to repeat it and get something wrong and then teach somebody the wrong thing. Hopefully that doesn't happen because everyone's kind of learning together. Well, then maybe instead of teaching, you can write notes or make a video or make a little animation on what you just learned. anything that's going to work for you. If you're a visual person, maybe include more graphs and drawings. And maybe if you're more auditory, maybe you can leave a voice note for yourself and then just hear that backwards, not backwards, but hear that again on repeat whenever you do want to study the material. So again, find what works best for you. It doesn't have to be note-taking, of course. None of my podcast episodes have been like things that you have to do. All of these are just suggestions and tips that I think would be helpful from somebody who has had to go through the same process as you. So yeah, find what works best for you and then stick to it. And remember, you can always adjust over time. So if maybe note-taking was super helpful at the beginning, but not so much now that you're more advanced, then drop that and find new ways to learn new material or to retain information as you are learning to code or learning new software, whatever it may be. Oh, one thing that's kind of side note apart from learning to code is part of being a software developer and part of the job is obviously interacting with people, being able to talk about your code. There's a lot more to software development than just sitting at your computer and coding, learning to debug, learning to interact with other developers and other departments. So if that is something that you maybe struggle with, you can also learn to do these things and maybe take notes on like, hey, when I collaborated with the design department, so-and-so really worked. You can take notes on that. And then next time you do have to work with the design department, you have those notes pulled up and be like, oh, this, you know, they really liked when I included my visuals or whatever it may be. But yeah, so this obviously doesn't have to apply to just hard coding. It can apply to a lot more. But I think when we are learning to code, there's just so much. There's so much information that any little bit helps. And last but not least, and I think, I know I said this about the last thing, but the absolute most important thing that you can do when you're learning to code or really in life is to know when to take a break, know when to stop, put everything down, step away, give yourself 5, 10, 15 minutes to step away from whatever you're working on, especially if you find yourself getting like super frustrated. Take a step back, take a deep breath, go get a snack, go get some water, go for a walk. Totally distract your mind from what you have been doing, feed your brain with something else, and then come back to it when you're ready. Sometimes it's not even that same day. Obviously, if you are in a coding bootcamp or if you're doing a strict self-taught route, there is gonna be some kind of time crunch on it. But that being said, find some times to take a break. Yes, learning to code is difficult and it requires a lot of time commitment, but take care of yourself first. And of course, if you're not eating well, if you're not sleeping well, that happens a lot with my students. If you're not drinking enough water, getting exercise, all of the normal human stuff, if you're not doing any of those things well, then it's gonna affect the way that you learn. It's gonna affect how much information you're actually capable of retaining. And it's also gonna affect your mood. Like, you wanna be in a positive mindset when you go about learning something totally new. So I'm hoping that all of these tips will help you learn to learn a little bit better, a little bit more effectively. And if you've liked this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and give it a rating on Apple Podcasts. That helps me a bunch. And if you're watching on YouTube, thank you. And I will catch you next time. And of course, if you are watching on YouTube, then thank you. And if you did like this video, make sure to like it and subscribe to this channel as I post more podcast episodes along with tutorials that you might find helpful. Thanks again, and I'll catch you guys next time.